Everyone out there in the internet world, welcome to a triumphant return of Bulls Deep, a Torian Films podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, BJ Lewis. With me is
Billy Mao.
And together with us for a special podcast is
Dee Dee Heron.
So if this podcast is not triumphant, are you going to go back and redub your intro?
Three-fourths of you know, what it could have been, but I'm still happy.
It's baby-related, as always.
We're here, and we're podding stuff, so we continue.
Okay, I'm hoping I don't get too many alerts since I'm having to be on Facebook. In hindsight, it was a horrible idea to put all of our show notes on Facebook. You can just edit all of that out.
Yes, it'll be all right. How are y'all? It's been forever.
It has been. I need BJ to talk about Ebola real quick, because he's in harm's way. Have you been playing with people's vomit, spittles, and or feces?
I have not. I've been trying to avoid that at all costs.
Trying to avoid it, or you have been avoiding it?
I've been trying to avoid it, because motherfuckers, like, even like where I work, man, they just washing their hands is like optional for some reason. I don't understand that shit. They go to the bathroom and and they're not, you know, they'll come in the door, hit the urinal, and then just walk out like it's nothing. I'm like, really?
And do you yell Ebola every time someone does that?
I have not. Not yet.
You honestly should, and you should do it like Sam Jackson style.
We had like a I had a cover story last week. We did. We had like a Denton County scare where somebody at Frisco was a Dallas County Sheriff's deputy was in the apartment of the dude that died for some reason, so everybody got all up in arms when he showed signs of a fever and went to a little walk-in care now, and then that place got, like, locked down, and everybody flipped their shit over it and everything. He didn't have it, but 2 days of, you know, coverage that we gave that for that shit. But I don't know, everybody's all in, you know, a fervor about it. And
are you scared of the Ebola?
Me? No.
So
it happens. I mean, you know.
If it happens, it happens. It's a good approach. It's a good approach. Because, you know, there was the most recent breaking news of the second nurse popping up with it. And so I guess that three people counts as a national pandemic if you watch the news, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that, you know, it's invading Cleveland and shit. So.
It won't stay very long. No one ever does. It'll stick around for a little while, then it'll decide it wants to go to Miami.
For, you know, taking a pay cut, of course.
Yeah, well, it'll stay in Miami for a few years, and then it may come back to Cleveland, but gosh, I doubt it. So, no scare. See, I was really hoping that you would have something more interesting to say about the horror de jour. But
God, shit, I'm glad I don't have anything
as,
more interesting.
As always, as always, you have disappointingly little to add. But one thing I bet you will talk a lot about is your ongoing web series. You've actually got one that is continued, correct?
Yes.
Let's get that unpleasantness out of the way. Talk about Party Girl.
Party Girl is a superhero-themed web series about a girl who decides to get out from under her mother's midlife crisis by becoming a masked crime fighter, and learns it's a lot harder than she thought. So,
now, I've watched one episode because you didn't tell me ahead of time that it was 30 minutes a pop, and this requires scheduling.
Well, the two longest episodes are chapter, I think, 1 and chapter 8 are like 31 minutes and 32 minutes respectively. The rest of them clock in around 20, between like 15 and 20 minutes.
That's still longer than your average web series. How many episodes does it take before you see a hero in a costume?
4.
That's a really long time, dude. I just watched The Flash. He was in his suit in the first episode. But in all fairness, he is really fast. So they could cover like 4 episodes worth of stuff in one episode.
At the end, yeah, it is 4. It was going to be 3. I ended up splitting the first episode into 2 parts due to, like, a premiere debacle that went down earlier this year when we were screening the first episode and some other stuff, so I just split it up.
You're used to debacles.
Yeah. That's been also like production. I mean, it's been some ups and downs and learning a lot about what to do, what not to do, and just being trying to be a better filmmaker every time we go out there and do stuff. But met people, made some contacts. People are seeing it and liking it, what they see. I mean, we're on one Roku channel now, the Unlocked Television channel. And then we're heading for a second one, and then we're also on this streaming TV channel called BlackFlag.tv. So, and then there's another, I think, site/Roku channel that is starting up. They're looking for content and stuff as well, so they're wanting Party Girl on theirs as well. So I'm just trying now to, I don't know, just get it out there. That's the big hard part, is getting people to see it.
Well, if you're getting a lot of outlets, that will definitely help.
Yes, and your friends pimping it out helps as well.
Shit, anything.
Speaking of friends, Didi, you were telling us before we started recording that you are possibly going to take legal action against a toddler. I think it's a horrible idea, but so you're really high on pain meds tonight because a kid broke your foot?
Okay, to review, I am not taking legal action against the toddler.
I think it's a bad idea.
Yes, it is a very bad idea. For one,
it's a bad idea that you're not suing him.
No. He's a sweet kid. He just doesn't know his own strength. He's bam, bam.
And you know what? This is the perfect opportunity to teach him his own strength in the court of law.
Yes, we'll take him before Judge Joe Brown. Is he still on TV?
I don't know.
I don't either. He was, because we can't go in front of Judge Judy. She scares me. She's like, I don't know, a chihuahua on crack. She's just very frightening to me. So she's out. Yes, I have a broken foot.
It doesn't even have to be on TV. You could bring this child before the local magistrate.
Yeah, no. Our local judges suck donkey balls, and I wouldn't...
Any judge in the country is going to pass down a guilty judgment and a hefty sentence against a toddler. It's going to be where you're at.
Yes, you're right, because it all comes back to, let's see, it's all Obama's fault, or bad parenting, or illegal immigration, or bad schools, or some other, what else is there? Or there's Ebola. Or it's
literally,
you're naming off shit, and I'm just like seeing a zero added on to the
I mean, you don't even have to have a strategy. Just throw all of those things into a hat, pull one, and that's what you're going with.
Yes. It's like the ultimate game of legal charades. That's what it is.
Well, yes, and there's money.
Yeah.
And, like, a portion of the child's birthday and Christmas presents, allowances, graduation money.
Man, if he keeps destroying stuff, he's not going to get an allowance. They're going to spend all their money repairing and or replacing what he's destroyed.
That's why you got to get in on the ground floor right now. There may not be anything left later.
This is true. This is true.
A piece of the pie.
Terrible. We're 10 minutes in and we're already plotting litigation against toddlers. I am not high on pain meds. I need to be high on pain meds, but unfortunately I have to keep my wits about me while dealing with the two of you. You'll have selling held off to you. Yes, you'll have me selling my child off into a life of prostitution or something before, if I'm not careful.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no one's talking about your child. Who is she even still technically a child anymore? It seems like it's been forever since.
Yes, she's 18. She turned 18. You are correct. Less than a month ago.
God, that shit is scary. I remember like covering like a few fucking events at like her school when I was down in Victoria when she was in like fifth grade shit.
Yep. She's a senior. She's doing the damn thing. Let me tell you. She is she is in the top 12% of her class. She is doing dual credit at the college. She is working. She has got hella volunteer stuff going on. she wants to be a child psychologist so that she can help save other kids.
But she's already 18. She's not a child anymore.
Yes, yes, yes. She's still
she
my
child. The toddler has a chance of still being a child psychologist. She could be an adult psychologist that works with children.
Well, yeah, that is what my daughter wants to do. And she is going to work her way through school by working in a pharmacy, so God help us all. She's going to be handing out drugs, people. Handing out drugs.
So, what are you talking about prostitution?
I feel like
for?
I should ask to be invited to the graduation so that I could, you know, bring flowers and possibly take her to Golden Corral for dinner afterwards.
Oh, Jesus Christ! With the fucking chocolate waterfall. Oh, my God. I feel like I have an incurable STD just from thinking about that damn thing. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to figure out why you mentioned prostitution, because in all the things that you said that she wants to do, none of that included prostitution, but you felt the need to bring that up.
I don't know. Prostitution's on my mind for some reason. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I feel we should talk about that, but we probably need to start moving on. We haven't done this in a very long time, have we, BJ?
We have not. I can't remember when the last time we did, actually.
I believe it was prior to Y2K.
No. Although I did realize that if we would have recorded this last week, I was looking back through one of the apps on Facebook that, like, pulls you, like, to this day so many years ago. We almost recorded on the day before the 5th anniversary of the first podcast going live.
That's a lot of talk.
Yeah,
well,
and not
much content. There's a whole lot of dead air between some of that talking, too, so.
Which, you know, other podcasts would edit out. Just saying.
Hint, hint.
But we hadn't been doing this, but BJ, you figured that the universe was aligning to tell us to do this again?
Yes. Because insanity going on in the world that we needed to laugh at.
We have a couple of specific things that BJ was fairly obsessed with, and while it's normally my job to drive the show, I'm going to let BJ pick which one of these fine stories he wants to start with and explain why it caught his attention, then we're going to judge him.
The Total Recall chick, because there's boobs involved?
Of
you know,
course.
It's not just Total Recall. There is a character on American Horror Story this season that also has three boobs that the kids who listen to this show are probably going to be more apt to know than a movie that was made before they were born.
Not watching American Horror Story this season. No.
Yeah, but there's the fucking... They can...
Just say no to fucking clowns, people.
You children. Anyway, BJ, tell us about this three-boobed woman that fascinated you so much.
Well, just the idea that this woman apparently stepped out there saying that she had a third boob installed to make herself unattractive. The gentleman.
It didn't work.
Guys, it didn't.
Into it.
Well, there's a fetish out there for everything, so.
And did you notice her name?
I did not.
Jasmine.
Probably not real, but Jasmine Tridevil. Try. T-R-I as in three.
Yeah, well, that's probably like a stage name. Or like a street name.
Yes, because all the hookers I know have names like Tridevil. Really? No. No.
What are the names of the hookers you know?
That is unimportant to this conversation, sir.
Again, you're interjecting prostitution into this podcast. I feel like that's like a subtle cry for help.
Clearly, it's not so subtle. Anyway, the woman with three boobs, I don't know. As a woman with two very large boobs, I can say, just on basic concept, she's a crazy woman. Like, you already...
If you would have had a third boob, do you think that might have saved you from the one time that you slammed one of your boobs in your dryer?
You know, No, it would not have saved me from slamming a boob into my dryer. In fact, there might have.
You don't think that possibly it would have created like a buffer type of thing, like an early warning, like a perimeter alarm that your other natural boob did not provide in that scenario?
No.
Like having the second boob there all of a sudden will throw up the alarm warning like, hey lady, tits here.
No. I feel like a third boob would hamper you even more than you already are with, you know, two watermelons sitting on your chest or, in this woman's case, two very tiny oranges. I feel like having three boobs would just be disastrous. I mean, it might help you with balance, maybe, but I cannot think of any possible benefits other than
making you 33% more attractive?
No. I mean, if you want to call attention to yourself, absolutely. Go with the third boob. You know, get a fourth one. Get one installed on your freaking forehead.
Now, you're being ridiculous, okay?
Yes.
We're trying to have an intelligent conversation about this.
About a woman with three boobs. And as you said, living the triple nipple life. Your work.
It appears on all levels to be a good idea for me.
I don't know that that would be work. I don't know.
I mean, all of a sudden, foreplay's like playing Simon.
Oh, my God. Are you sure you're not high on painkillers, Mal?
I mean, think about it. This woman can facilitate not one, but two people motorboating her. That's increased productivity.
Oh, my goodness. Thinking of, from the perspective of, like, for instance, nipple rings. These things are sold in pairs. You would have to buy two sets, and then what are you going to do with the fourth one? Where would it go?
It would be a spare.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like a spare tire, no.
No, it's like a spare nipple ring. It's exactly like a spare nipple ring.
Hey, what do you get if, like, one of them, like, breaks or something?
After, like, a furious double-barrel motorboating session. It's like, shit, happens.
Oh, jeez. I just feel like guys have two hands, or women have two hands if you're into that sort of thing. It's going to be hard to cup and play with three boobs at one time. I just feel like...
Well, maybe, like, that's like the first key to, I mean, evolution. People.
It's like,
you know,
like
people...
I said, it's like playing Simon. You're kind of like jumping around from place to place.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing any pros to this, fellas. I'm sorry. As a woman, I'm nixing the whole three boob idea.
Well, apparently she nixed it herself because, you know, she was...
It's the same thing as if you guys had three balls. I mean, you know, I'm sure they're fantastic and all, but three of them? Come on. Come on. No.
No, hang on. Wait a second. Hang on. No, that'd be pretty cool because then, like, you have a great story to tell people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think a dude would object to three balls.
Yeah. No.
Oh, dear God.
God, just think how nice you'd look in a Speedo with three balls. Like the bulge is even bulgier at that point. If I had three balls, no, not even a Speedo, I would wear those C-strings. Have y'all seen the C-strings? The one-legged banana hammocks that they made for weird European guys?
Stop. Well,
I'm wearing that.
Just stop.
I might need a suspender for it, because three balls might weigh it down.
If you put a suspender...
Accessorize it with a nice shoulder strap.
Something that...
there where you could keep your suntan lotion that you would need, because you're not wearing much of anything.
Yep, a C-string for your three balls.
I mean, quite honestly, if you had three balls and you were wearing a C-string, no one would even notice that your butthole was exposed.
Oh,
You're really not giving me any negatives here. If anything, you're selling me on it even more.
So you're going to find a surgeon to implant a third one?
I don't think that fake is the way to go, because I was so disappointed to find out that this woman didn't actually have a third breast. I don't know. It feels like cheating. I'm not above it if I had a lot of money and nothing to do with it. I'm not going to rule it out. Let's say that.
Now, would it be a functioning third ball? Like, would it
put a functioning ball into your body? They would put one of those that they give to the Lance Armstrong people.
So it's like a glass eye, but
it's not like a glass eye. It's more like one of those fake plastic grapes.
It would the purpose be of having a fake ball down there? I'm going to immediately know the difference if I'm in that area. Like, what can you say at that
point? I would hope so. That's kind of the whole point.
Like, what can you say at that point? Yeah, I know it's fake, but it's awesome. It looks fantastic. I look great.
Yeah, that's pretty much your response right there.
I look in a C-string. You can ignore my hairy asshole because I have three balls.
I would be like, you wouldn't know just thinking about it. I swim better.
Okay. All right. So, discussion. I can imagine that being bad if you were me, because I would not know what to do with three balls at the same time. It just does not seem very logical. However, if one of the three balls that Billy has, by the way, for those who don't know, Billy is of the Caucasian persuasion.
I'm Caucasian-ish.
If one of your balls produce sperm from a black man such as BJ, you might end up with a situation like our number two story.
That was a horrible and demonic segue.
I don't care.
As this story clearly points out, there's no telling the difference on sight.
Actually, there is, but, you know, the dumbass at the clinic can't read or can't write. And who handwrites things anymore? Everything is electronic.
You are way out ahead of us. Way out ahead of us. BJ, tell everybody what she is talking about.
She's talking about... there's an Ohio couple that are suing a Chicago fertility clinic for making them produce a black baby instead of a white one.
Now, you know, a couple. Explain the couple.
Same-sex couple.
Apparently
a couple
female.
Yes. A couple of women, they wanted a baby.
Would not be in
the tradition. They wanted a white baby, so they dialed up a white baby, and they got a slightly darker one.
Yes. Now, here's the issue, because they're acting like it's a bad thing. A little bit racist, but as I pointed out in earlier email and Facebook discussion on this, they should be super psyched about this, because it is a same-sex lesbian couple giving birth to a mixed-race child, which this is the diversity jackpot. The kid probably already has a college scholarship.
Oh my god.
Like, they knock out so many demographics at one time.
He will have his own show on the OWN network with Oprah.
Honestly, I kind of hope the baby's first word comes out in Spanish.
Oh, Jesus. I just...
Now, you say that there is a way to tell... racially the seminal fluid, but that's a lie. It can only be told if somebody marks it. If somebody hands you two Dixie cups, you see where I'm going with this. One was filled by an Asian, and we'll say the other was filled by a goat. You're not going to be able to tell which was which.
A goat. Do we even know what goat semen looks like?
I don't, thankfully.
Does it have Because pee and color as human semen, I would think not. I don't know.
Well, there's videos with horses.
Yeah, okay. That is a whole nother ball.
I'm just saying.
Because something...
Goats are similar to horses. They've got four legs and a lot of hair.
Really? That's your similarities between goats and horses?
I think all semen looks alike. I don't see color or species. One love.
One love.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah. I am aware of this.
I don't know. It seems like
let's ask someone with a feminine perspective about this, which by default is going to be Dee Dee. Dee, say that you decided that now that your daughter is all grown up and about to go off into the world, you realize you need another child. So, but you don't want the hassle of another baby daddy. So you go to the sperm bank. You make a withdrawal. And
make a withdrawal.
And
would she be getting a deposit?
No. Guys make deposits, women make withdrawals.
But the shit goes in her, so she'd be making a deposit.
That's at home. That's not at the bank. When you go take money out of the bank and you're gonna put it in your pocket, you gotta fill out a withdrawal slip.
Okay.
Anyway, you keep trying to derail me. So let's say that you get the parcel at the sperm bank, you come home, I don't know, you dim the lights, maybe some candles, maybe a David Hasselhoff album, and you go about the business of knocking yourself up. 9 months later, have a baby. Would you be angry if it was black?
Would I be angry if my baby was black?
Yes.
My baby is black now.
We're talking right, about so. The baby from the sperm bank.
I'm going to go with no, but for a far...
I don't see why these women are so pissed off about it. Seems like a perfectly natural good thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't... You're right. This reeks of racism. I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around this whole we don't want our baby to be discriminated against because nothing screams don't discriminate against my baby like calling full attention to the fact that your child is going to be, is, you know, black versus white and...
Blackish, half white.
Yes.
Just having to tell the kid at some point when they get older, like, that you brought suit against... a medical facility because you weren't supposed to be here.
Right.
Like, we wanted, like, you know, it's like white kids in your class. We were supposed to get one of those, not you.
At some point, they have to have the talk with this child that this child was an accident. Not a sexual accident, but more of, like, an accounting accident.
Yes, that's it. The bean counters messed it up.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes?
That's kind of racist.
Bean counters are what they...
Oh, yes, that's horribly racist. Dee Dee, what is wrong with you?
There are so many things wrong with me, including the fact that I'm having a conversation with the two of you about my theoretical child that's born of goat semen and black...
Now, no one said that it was going to be goat semen, but wouldn't it be funny if it was?
Oh, no, it would not.
It'd be like a little devil baby. Horns and hooves. Those weird eyes.
Yeah, I have a nephew like that. No, thank you.
You have a goat nephew?
I'm kidding.
No, it's out there now. This isn't the same baby that broke your foot, because at this point, there's probably a grounds for that baby to actually sue you for slander.
No. The baby who broke my foot is not exactly my nephew.
Not exactly.
No.
Well, then it's not your nephew.
Yes, he is. He's
no,
my.
No, you just said he wasn't.
He's my almost nephew.
There's no almost in nephewhood.
You're not the king of all nephewhood now, Billy Mao.
I'm not, but I read a book on it.
And stayed at Holiday Inn Express last night.
It was an incredibly short book. It was actually more of a flowchart. And there was no outcome that was nearly nephew.
I call him my almost nephew because he might as well be.
Is this baby a horseshoe?
Is he a horseshoe? No.
Is he a horseshoe? Is he a hand grenade?
Okay. Yes, I get where you're going with this. I get where you're going with this, and you can suck a bag of dicks. He's my almost nephew. Or
can't suck a whole bag of dicks unless they're really, really tiny and the bag is fairly contained.
Maybe they're white guys' dicks. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's racist.
Wow. Yes, that was very racist. I apologize. Do you see what you've done to me, Mal?
I've done nothing. I've done nothing. You of your own volition have cast aspersions upon the white man's peen.
This is
as your penance. As your penance, you will spend 4 evenings at a truck stop.
This is why we can't have nice things, Billy.
Yeah, because you make fun of them racially.
Oh my gosh. I do not have anything against the white.
Okay, I'm going to save us from Dee Dee's hate speech.
Oh my God.
Suing babies, belittling penises. No. No, I'm going to save us. I have concocted a game. We're doing something different. Are you interested in this?
Drop some knowledge on us, Mal.
Oh, okay, hang on. Oh, okay, good. I do have my pen on hand. I'm keeping score. I have concocted a contest, a battle of wits, and a knowledge of this fair country of ours. Now, this was originally going to be a 3-person game. Works just as well with two, and here is this game. I have collected 10 news stories from various weird and assorted websites that I frequent. I'm going to read you the headline. Each of you has to try to tell me what state this story happened in.
Okay.
Top, are you giving us like multiple choice?
Yeah.
Multiple choice? I guess I can do that. Yeah, okay, multiple choice. I'll make this multiple choice up on the fly. It really waters it down, and any points you get are going to basically be ill-gotten, and there will be no pride in victory. But, yes, we can do
more. Hey, as long as I get more than Dee Dee, that's all I care about.
You know what?
What?
You're going down. Let's do this, Mal.
All right, okay. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to read the headline. And then I will give you 4 states to choose from. Each of you will be given a chance to answer and perhaps give a reason why if you feel so inclined. And we will make this work from here. Number 1, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 1, or headline number 1, and name that state. Headline goes as follows. Woman who burglarized students' cars was, quotation marks, looking for ISIS. Did this happen in Arizona, Alabama, Mississippi, North Dakota?
Mississippi! It's Mississippi! It's Mississippi!
Why do you think? And if you are actually looking this up as I'm giving you questions, everything will be wrong.
No. It's Mississippi because I remember reading this.
Oh, we've got a reader, but does she have a good memory? BJ.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm probably going to get because I'm telling you it's Mississippi. BJ, go with me on this one.
I will take the same choice as the prostitute.
And why are you going along with Dee Dee? Are you trusting her reading retention?
And why am I a prostitute?
I don't know. Why are you a prostitute? That's something you gotta... Yeah, that's an inner sort of question.
Okay, the answer was, of course, Mississippi.
Woo!
All right, question number two. And there are a couple of these in which I will then send over links, and we will have a quick look and a little bit of a discussion, but we're not going to do it on all of them. Question number two. Postal worker allegedly struck person with truck, laughed hysterically. Did this happen in A, Washington, B, Colorado, C, California, or D, Maine? BJ, you go first on this one.
I think he's looking up stuff.
Don't look shit up.
I'm not looking it up. I am actually sitting here trying to think if I've read this crazy story, and I have not. Okay.
Maine.
You said,
Maine? Why do you think Maine?
Just because other kind of shit happens in the other states you mentioned, but I don't think this would.
Okay, give me the... Okay, was Maine, Washington, Colorado, and what was my other one?
California.
I'm going with Colorado. Because I'm thinking the postal worker was stoned and had the munchies and thought it was funny. I don't know. I'm going
okay,
with...
Okay, you are both wrong, but I like the way Dee Dee thinks. It happened in Washington, the other state in which the marijuana is legal. Deeds knows how to play this game.
Yeah.
All right.
We're still like 1-1, so...
I still got it wrong, like, I just...
But you got it wrong the right way, if that makes any sense. That's the reason why I threw Colorado in there with it. I had to make sure that both pot legal states were represented.
I do not have any moral fucking victories. I want to beat the pants off BJ.
So far you've said he's going down, and now you're talking about beating the pants off of him. I have a feeling... that it's a good thing y'all are not in the same room.
No.
Get
no.
in trouble with BJ's wife. Okay, next. Question number, headline number three. Woman who dug up father's grave says he, quotations, would be okay with it. Woman who dug up father's grave says he would be okay with it. Did this happen in A, Florida? B, South Carolina, C, New Hampshire, or D, Wyoming?
Oh, my God.
Wyoming. What else are you going
to
do out there?
Oh, no, it's not your turn. It's Dee Dee's turn to go first.
Man.
Okay. Well, it's not Wyoming. Okay. You said shit.
Do you need the states again?
Yes, because I forgot which one I was going to say when he said Wyoming.
Okay. Florida.
No.
South Carolina.
No.
New Hampshire. Wyoming.
Okay. Not Florida or South Carolina, because we in the South wouldn't dig it up just to be digging shit up, and our parents definitely wouldn't be okay with desecrating our graves. It's not Wyoming just because BJ picked that one.
So you're going to New Hampshire.
I'm going with New Hampshire by default, and because that sounds like some crazy northeastern shit that people would think of. Yeah, my dad would totally be okay with me digging
it's
him.
Not up. Any geographical anything that people think. BJ, are you sticking with Wyoming?
Yeah.
All right, Dee Dee, you were right.
Boom, motherfucker! Sorry.
Okay, Dee Dee has taken a commanding 2-1 lead as we go into question or headline number four.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
How many of these do we have?
10.
No, can we, cut that in half? Seriously.
It'll go fast.
Okay.
Because if we're going to keep going like this, we're not reading and talking about any of these stories. We're just going to enjoy this. So we will be able to push along and finish this off, and then you can be done with go get high or something like that.
There is no getting high, I'm not mad at the white penis, and I'm not prostituting myself, excuse me.
Yep.
All right, so you denied those things earlier on. You don't need to reiterate them unless that's, you know.
Okay, stay on target, BJ. Come on, stay on target. Headline number four, more public sex at most at this state's, that's a blank, most debaucherous retirement community. Your options are A, Arizona, B, California, C, Florida, D, Texas.
Florida.
Dee Dee.
What do you mean, Dee Dee? It's my turn to go first.
You just...
I know, you answered. Now I'm saying Dee Dee, and then I will ask your reasons why.
It kind of does sound like Florida, but I can't pick the same state as BJ.
So what state are you picking?
I'm going to go with Texas. Why the hell not? All right, go BJ. Why?
BJ, why are you going with Florida?
Just because there's more old people there doing, and I imagine they'd be doing shit like that.
Florida is correct, but it was not old people. It was young people having sex at the retirement community. Don't ask me why, but you're right. So we're now tied again, 2-2. Number five, and this is a good one. Worker hid $1,200 worth of meat in pants. Did this happen in A, New York, B, Oregon, C, Oklahoma, or D, Kansas? Dee Dee.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with Oregon.
Any reason?
And I feel like we haven't given the Northwest any love, so I'm going with Oregon.
BJ.
Kansas.
Y'all are both incorrect. The answer is New York.
God, I was thinking that, but I was like, why would somebody do that?
It doesn't really seem like a New York kind of crime.
Yeah, it's a,
it like, seems more like a Jersey kind of crime.
I thought about putting New Jersey in there, but I decided against it. Okay, here we go. Number six, still tied at 2-2. Headline, no justice, no pizza. Cops carry out delivery after crash. Did this happen in? And the story here, just so you know, is there was a crash and the cops ended up delivering the pizza that the pizza delivery person had with them when they got into an accident and disabled their vehicle. Did this happen in A, Colorado, B, California, C, Washington, or D, Oregon? BJ first.
Colorado.
Come on, quit stealing my answers. Now I have to pick another state. Give me the other states again, because the minute you said Colorado, I stopped listening.
The other states were California, Washington, and Oregon.
Cops delivering pizza. You know what? I'm going to go with Oregon again.
Any particular reason, aside from wild guess, since BJ stole your answer?
No, because from what I've heard about people in the Portland area, they're really, really friendly, and that seems like something a friendly Portland cop would do.
BJ, are you just going with weed on this one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, the correct answer, and this easily could be a sketch on the TV show Portlandia, is in fact Oregon. So, BJ, you basically just handed that one to Dee Dee by taking the state she was going to pick and be wrong.
Suck it!
She was going to pick it before I picked it, so she technically picked it, so...
Yeah, but that wasn't her answer. Quit trying to weasel your way around on this one.
She just said she was going to pick it, so that, I think, that fucking trumps the fact that she went
but
to pick it.
But the official answer she gave, and with a very good reason... In this one, I'm going to give the headline and just a little bit of background because, again, the headline doesn't do full justice on this. Right now, Dee Dee leads 3-2. This question number seven: woman's plan to send drugs to her jailed beau backfires. In this particular story, a woman tried to hide drugs under the postage stamps of the love letters that she sent to her her boyfriend who is in jail. Our options on this one: A, Texas; B, Florida; C, Louisiana; or D, Arkansas.
Ooh.
I believe this is Dee Dee first.
I'm going to go with Arkansas because it seems like that's a backwoods state enough that they actually still mail love letters versus sending emails and stuff.
Okay, and BJ?
Yeah, but they're in jail. How many prisons do you know have access to email?
A lot of them.
Really?
Huntsville does, and that's a big-ass prison.
Where are you going, BJ?
Texas.
Y'all are both incorrect. The answer is Florida.
That does not say Florida, though. Like,
I thought for sure it was, like, either Texas or Arkansas.
Well, it's not going to be Arkansas because it was a letter, and you have to be able to read for that to work.
That's just messed up. Well, see, for it to be Florida, it would have to be, like, she included, like, a photo of her vagina underneath the stamp or, you know, stuff like that. That screams Florida, not this.
Dee Dee, you're gross.
Well, hello, look who I'm hanging out with.
Okay, Dee Dee, you still have the 3-2 edge going into question number 8. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Drug suspect brought 50 grams of pot to court. Did this story take place in A, Colorado; B, New Jersey; D, Florida; or C, California? Or D, California, sorry. Come on, BJ.
Cali.
California. DD.
Jersey.
Any particular reason for either of your answers?
We haven't had California yet.
And we haven't had Jersey yet. Really, I was thinking Jersey needs some love.
With the flawless logic that both of you employed,
we're wrong.
DD is correct.
Shut up! Dude, can we just institute a mercy rule? Because I'm whooping that ass.
Well, technically, there's 2 questions left, and you have a 2-point lead. The best BJ can hope for is a tie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, number 9. 2 questions left to go. Dee Dee with a 4-2 lead. Applebee's customer punches 80-year-old who complained about cursing.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, Applebee's customer punches 80-year-old who complained about cursing. Did this happen in A, Texas; B, Arizona; C, Florida; or D, Massachusetts?
I feel like you're throwing a wild card with the Massachusetts thing.
I think I'm going to go with Arizona.
Arizona. Lots of old people and angry people in Arizona. That's good logic. PJ, what are you going with?
Well, it's the person that, Florida.
Florida. Why?
Old people.
Old people.
I just complain.
Old people. Well.
Wait, but before you tell us the answer, was the person who did the punching old as well? Because that would be hilarious.
No. This was actually a very large and intimidating, muscly-looking dude. This is actually a very sad story.
Okay, all right.
And now, with that being said, if Dee Dee is correct in this, the game is over. If neither of you have it correct, the game is over. If BJ is correct, we go to question number 10. BJ is correct, we're going to question number 10 that happened in Florida.
Fucker.
So this is it. Dee Dee, you're either going to win it or suffer a humiliating tie with BJ, who is just awful. Okay, here we go. The last question. Dee Dee's chance to lock this up and be the inaugural winner of Name That State. Headline reads, woman spends a month in jail after cops mistake SpaghettiOs for meth. Let me read this again. Woman spends a month in jail after cops mistake SpaghettiOs for meth. Police had raided the house. There was residue on a spoon. Cops thought it was meth. A month later, the boys at the lab go, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Your options. Hey. Now, hang on, BJ. You got to stop laughing. So you got to. You're answering first. All right. A, Georgia. B, Florida. C, Alabama. D, Mississippi.
Clearly, it's in the South.
BJ answers first.
BJ.
Tide. Come on, BJ.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Alabama? Yes. Okay. DD.
I'm going with Georgia because it's the closest to Florida, and this sounds like something that's very Florida. So Georgia.
Even though Florida was an option?
Yeah, because this sounds like borderline Florida, like Georgia, maybe South Carolina. Yeah, I'm going with Georgia.
Okay. Final results of the contest. After answering question number 10 correctly, Dee Dee wins 5-3.
Fuck!
Boom! Suck it!
Whatever.
Oh, come on, guys. This was fun.
Very mature defeat talk there, BJ.
I'm sorry, but didn't midway through this game when you took the lead, didn't you yell, and I believe I am quoting, boom, motherfucker?
Yes, I did. I did not, however, say whatever when I got it wrong.
Not out loud. So did we enjoy this?
Yeah, actually, it was pretty fun.
BJ, when we have guests on the podcast, is this something we should do?
Yes.
Will you ever win?
Yeah.
No, I do not think you will. No. Well, that is all that I have for the show. BJ, do we need to do anything special to wrap this up? I will let you, who has lost and came in last, have the last word in this podcast. But first, Dee Dee.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You didn't gotta say shit else.
You've got a broken foot. You came in like a trooper. Blinding pain inflicted upon you by a toddler. Clouding your mind in a way that BJ should be able to understand. He did once break his ankle rolling around with another man. So he knows pain. He knows that it fogs the mind. You, in the fog of pain, victorious in this podcast. Thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome. I had a blast. You guys rock. We should do this more than once a millennia.
Do you notice? She had nothing nice to say about us until she won a game.
Yeah.
Look, you called me a racist and a prostitute, and
I did not call you a prostitute, and you called yourself a racist.
No, I did not call myself a racist. You
No. After making comments on the phallicile integrity of white men, you in fact outed yourself as a racist.
I have nothing but good things to say about all men of all colors and their wonderful manly parts. All
right, you heard it here. Dee Dee loves the white dick. BJ, take us home.
What the fuck? Oh, God. Oh. Yeah, this, this is balls deep, and shit like this is coming back. I'm BJ Lewis. With me is
Billy Mao.
And joining us was
Dee Dee Heron.
Fucking cheater. And we'll see you again soon on Bulls Deep.
Suck it, bitch.